الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الأكرم وتابعينهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعلينا معهم وفيهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. There is something very special when we hear these blessed words that we have heard recited. There's this impact that it has on the heart when we come into this environment, when we come into this beautiful lines of poetry that emanated from a heart of a knower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has a living and direct connection to the best of creation, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something of the reality of what it is that they are experiencing, no matter how little it might be that we all experience. By virtue of coming together from the bounty of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think we all get this sense when we come to hear these blessed words that are recited. What I mean is that the blessed words of the Mawlid and then the blessed words of the other righteous that we intersperse the various chapters of the Mawlid with. There's something of an ihya. It brings the heart to life. This is something that we all feel. This is something that we all intuit. This is something that we all to some degree experience. And what the reality that is transpiring when we talk about the heart coming to life, it is coming to life with the meanings that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meanings that He wants us to have in our hearts. And most importantly is the meaning of love. Loving Allah. Loving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the greatest things that we're all in absolute need of that will bring the heart to life. Because there are some people who are walking on the face of this earth. Their spirit is still in their physical body. They are talking, they're speaking, they're interacting with people, but the reality is that they are dead. And we don't want to be from these people. On the contrary, we want to follow and resemble and be like people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought to life. And has made them a light that when they walk among people, they impact them. And this is perhaps a summary, if you want, if you will, on how it is that we should be and how it is that we should not be. We want to be people of ta'thir, not ta'athur. We want to be people that are positively affecting other people and that are protected from being affected negatively by those people around us and things that are transpiring around us. And there's always going to be evil in the world. But as we've been told by our Prophet in numerous ahadith, every single day that we get closer and closer to the end of time, things are going to actually get worse and worse and worse. Until that the qiyam as-sa'ah, the hour comes upon the very worst of people. And what this means is the general trend from the early period until the end of time is that there's what is called tadahwar. There is decadence and it will get worse and worse. But despite all of this, and despite everything that the challenges it is that we have, we cannot just allow ourselves to be drawn into the way that other people are. We have to put ourselves in environments. We have to preempt being called to something that will distance us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by putting ourselves in a position where that good will come our way. And that there's things that we can do outwardly and there's things that we can do inwardly. But this is one of the main reasons that we need this type of gathering on a weekly basis. These gatherings rejuvenate us. These gatherings literally bring us to life and tie us to these great meanings that we know that are supposed to be in our heart. But there's something else that also happens when we enter into this environment of beautiful words that emanated, as we mentioned, from those blessed hearts that are hearts of remembrance and hearts of knowledge and hearts of love, is that it gives us a sense of hope. When we hear these blessed moon, even though we're not necessarily mentioning the word hope, but something is happening. When we hear these words recited, is that we're given hope. And human beings simply cannot live without hope. If you have given up on life, there is nothing that is that you can do. There is no way to get through the day-to-day. that you will be going down a course of self-destruction and harm many other people likely in the process. We all need hope. There's something that hope is given to us in these blessed moments. And there's a difference between false hope and true hope. When we talk about true hope, yes, there is things that you and I have to do. But part of our hope is tied to an understanding that we're not going to live here eternally on the face of this earth. It's tied to hope in the mercy of Allah, that we can do what it is that we can do, no matter how much that we fall short, that our Lord is going to forgive us. Hope in belief in the hereafter, that the hereafter is eternal, and that it's going to go on and on and on forever and forever and forever. But there's also hope in relation to this world. As dismal as things seem, domestically, internationally, it still gives us hope that we know that the ummah of our Prophet is an ummah marhuma. It is an ummah that Allah Ta'ala will show His mercy to. And there's this great trait that our Prophet had, and it was the trait of optimism. And this is something that I've seen from our teachers. It's sometimes very hard to have when you see reality right before your eyes. And then you could say it's only to the extent that we really have iman is that we will hang on to this reality. That whenever I've seen other people speak about the state of Muslims throughout the world in front of our teachers, is that they refuse to succumb to a pessimistic, negative look on things. On the contrary, they remain optimistic. At very least that we have to try dying, we have to die trying to do what it is that we can do. But on top of that, is that we actually have prophecies from the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He foretold everything that it is that we are going through, just as he foretold things that were going to come after this ever so difficult time that Muslims have gone through. And it's always there's always been problems in the Muslim world, but the past 200 years have been especially dark for Muslims worldwide. And we have our fair share of problems in the United States of America. And for whatever one anyone is from or tuning in online, that likewise from likely where you are from as well. But there's something about these blessed words is that they give us hope. And then after that, there's something else that transpires. There is a process wherein which that we are moved internally, that this is something that we have to actually do something. We have to be inspired to get ourselves together. We have to be inspired to that put ourselves in the right place. And as the righteous have said, is that, O Allah, always make me be where you have commanded me to be, and never let me be where you have prohibited me from being. And if we remember that, where are we in the moment? This is, we oftentimes speak of the various sins of the various limbs, and we tend to neglect the feet. The feet, we don't ever want to be in a place where Allah Ta'ala has forbidden us from being. And we always want to be where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has commanded us to be. And then we move up in those degrees where things that we shouldn't really be doing, even though they're not really going to get us in that much trouble, still we want to avoid those. And things that are only recommended, they're not absolute commandments such that they are emphatic enough to become an obligation. We want to do as many of that as we can. This is the way of the people of Allah. But when we're moved and getting ourselves together first and foremost, and then making a contribution, doing something that we can take part in the good that is coming to the ummah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you hear our teachers speak, it's almost at first when you hear them, you believe them definitely. But sometimes you bring to heart like, how? How could what you say is going to happen, even though I believe you, happen given our circumstances, given what we see happening around us in our own countries, in our circles of influence, let alone in different places, but what they say is true. Because they are true inheritors of Rasulullah. And there is abundant good coming, not only to these lands, coming to every land. Because Allah Ta'ala has promised our Prophet ﷺ many things, among them things that will happen towards the end of time. And everywhere you go, you see this revival. Everywhere you go, you see more and more people's hearts being attached to meanings that are beloved to Allah and His Messenger. Everywhere you go, despite all the difficulties, despite that the other stuff that is that you also see a rebirth. Despite everything that we're going through, people are being brought back to these meanings. These meanings that we are experiencing, even though that they be just a brief glimpse in a gathering like this, these are the meanings that will rectify the soul and they will rectify the ummah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the meanings that touched the blessed heart of the companions who took directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their hearts were brought to life through him. And they were gifted this blessed, pure, beautiful hope. And then they were people whose hearts were moved to actually make a contribution and do something. They had different abilities, they had different capacities, but each one used all of their abilities and all of their various capacities to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the good that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought upon their hands in such a short period of time. And this is indicated that when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith is in Bukhari, towards the very, very end of his blessed life sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which Allah swears by in the Quran, when he wasn't even going out to prayer, and the companions were praying in his blessed mosque, and on one occasion when he was very ill, he had enough energy to stand up, and he goes and he pulls back the curtain, which is the only thing that separated his blessed living quarters from the mosque that people were praying in. And then he looks at the companions. You could just imagine what it is that he saw. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is leading the prayer. And there they are standing in the way that they're supposed to be. Is that these are people that have internalized revelation. These are people that were standing before their Lord with the utmost reverence, with the utmost humility, with the utmost that internal states that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from everything that they mention in the books of how it is they were supposed to be, this was internalized in them. And he sees this. And then he smiles, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nafsi fida, may our souls be ransomed. You can imagine what it would be like to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smile. And what is behind that smile, as we see in so many other instances when he did smile, his smile was not like anyone else's smile. There was the deepest of meanings behind every single one of those smiles. But here, this is a smile that from among the meanings indicates his rida, his contentment. Indicates that these individuals, arafu falzamu now, they have now known. And now all they have to do is stick to what it is that they have learned. And that same smile that he gave them is possible for you and I. And we can't let our circumstances prevent us from attaining a blessed smile like that from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it requires is that we resemble that blessed generation and to do what it is that they did. In other words, we're never going to fully do that, but to the extent possible. And if we do, this is possible for every single one of us to receive a blessed smile from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what we hope is when we come together like this on a regular basis, we come together because we need to, that we are fuqara, we are totally impoverished before our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in absolute need of him. And what we hope is when we come together, all of us together, it will be a means for us to be able to receive the divine bounty. The hearts, inshallah, come to life. Is that we have that breath of fresh air of hope that it is that we are given. And then is that we are moved internally to do what it is that we can do. To get ourselves together, to do what is right, and then to extend our hands and be sources of light for people that are living around us. May Allah Tabarakat give us tawfiq and bless us with these meanings, Ya Arhamar Rahmeen, solely from His generosity and His mercy. May Allah Ta'ala attach our hearts to the best of creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and resemble those who came after them, from the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the great inheritors throughout the centuries until this day and age. May Allah Tabarakat bless us to put their feet where they place their feet, and to bless them with kamar and with bless us with kamar and muta'aba, to perfectly emulate them and follow Him in everything outwardly and inwardly. Ya Arhamar Rahmeen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.